A person first was makdish all his property. So the word is going to go out. He gave $1,000 to Hegdish. People are going to be talking about him. He was a rich man. So he doesn't want people to talk about him. Maybe that's why he's making up a story. He should know, I owe somebody $500. So maybe just the story. And he's only saying it because he doesn't want the rumor to go around. He just gave $1,000 to Hegdish. And now it'll only be only $500. So maybe we shouldn't believe the person. So once the person says, I'm makdish all my nechassim, and then he says, you should know, I owe somebody $500, maybe we shouldn't believe him. Smart says, no. Ki kama rafun ha-hosom dinokit shtoro. That the rafun says, that by the son, that we believe the father, that's only if the loiva, the malva, has a shtar. Shtan says, ki kama rafun dinokit shtoro, hu malva, dizeh hoideloi. It's only in a case where the father, the shchimera, that the rafun said, where's Rafuna? Shchimra shahitish kona chas v'yom amal tzoni. And it tells like this. That the Rafuna said, Nemon, that is, if the person is makdish his property, and then he says he owes somebody money, that we believe him, true. It's only if that malva, that person has a shtar. But if that person would not have a shtar, then we would not believe him. And Echnami, even by Hegdish, we're afraid the person is just joking around. He just doesn't want to go around. I gave so much money to Hegdish. So if the malva wouldn't have a shtar, we wouldn't believe him. Only in the case where the malva has a shtar, when the Rafuna say that we believe the shchimera, that it really owes this person money, that Hegdish is going to lose out, only hosam the nikita shtar, only where he's holding the shtar. Zumar says, if so, nichlau the rav and shmuel the loit nokit shtar. So you want to say, mashma rav and shmuel halacha, it's talking about where the malva does not have a shtar. And therefore we don't give it. Like Rabban Shmuel says, when the Shchimera says that I owe money to somebody else, so we don't give the money away. So I tell you also, it's only where it doesn't have a shtar. Omar, then it's like this. Omar tenu noisne. If the father says, I owe him money, and I want you to give him, tenu, give him the money. Then we say noisne, that we take to give the money. So the question is, milva pehu. All it is just a milva vapeh. You're telling me now we're talking about that the malva does not have a shtar. Because if the malva has a shtar, then we would believe the father. Then when the father says, I owe him money, and he has a shtar, we would believe him. Where's the case we don't believe the father that just says, I owe him money, where the malva does not have a shtar? If he does not have a shtar, then we're afraid the father's only making up a story now. And Rabban Shmuel still says that if the father says, Tenu, I want you to give the money to the person, then the lacha is he has to give it to him. The question is why? Even if the father says tenu, but it's only a milva pehu. For Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu. Now both Rav and Shmuel, they both say that milva rapir ain't a goyva loymin ayoshim, for loymin alakuchas. Here we're talking about the father was a shchimera, and Pashin was talking about the father died. Just before the father died, he left the word to say tenu, I want you to give money to this milva. Now Rav and Shmuel, they both told that the father died. Even though it's true that somebody lent money to the father, and the father owes somebody else money, but if it's only a milva ba'peh, there was no shtar written down, only just Adim know about it, even though it was true, you can't collect from Yoshim. That's what Rabbi Shmuel both holds. So over here, even though the father says tenu, so what? Why do the kids, why do the Yoshim have to pay up? L'churat most it's a milva ba'peh, and Rabbi Shmuel both say milva ba'peh, you can't collect from Yoshim. So we're answered like this. So the Mekitzah, we can't be talking about where there's no shtar. Ela Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Edi the Nokit Shtara. I'll tell you, both cases, that's what we're talking about, where the person has a shtar. The Malva has a shtar. Both by Hegdish and by the children, we're talking about where the Shchimera says, I owe somebody money. In both cases, they have a shtar. For Loi Kasha, there's no theory of the two cases, I'll tell you. Ho de Mekuyim, ho de Loi Mekuyim. That says, ho de Hegdish be Mekuyim. That's what we say by Hegdish. We believe the person, if the person was first was makdish all his money, and then he came up and said, you should know, I owe somebody money, and that person has a shtar, we believe the person, and he has a right to collect the money first. Where is that talking about? If the shtar is mekuyim. There's a hentik, like Bezdin gave their stamp on the shtar is mekuyim, then you can collect it. But that we say by the kids, that you do not collect, that's where the shtar is not mekuyim. The shtar was not mekuyim. Therefore, it's like this. Oma tenu, if the father says such a strong lashon tenu, I want you, my children, to give the money to this person, kind of the story. The father says tenu, that's like the father's being a kind of star. There is the malva has a star here. We only have a doubt, is it true the star is kosher or not? So if the father, the original loivis, says tenu, pay the money, that's like saying this star is a kosher star. Therefore, it's like we have a kiyum on the star, therefore we make the kids pay up, because it's called the milva b'shtar. But lo yoma tenu, if the father does not say such a strong lashon of tenu, then lekayim l'shtara. Then that's not considered a kiyum on the star, and then the lacha is we do not make him pay up. Then it's only called like a shtar shein makuyim, you can't collect, but a shtar that's not makuyim, you can't collect. Omar Rabba says like this, Shchiv Mirash Omar Mone Leplein Biyodi. A Shchiv Rabba before he dies says, listen, I owe somebody $100. Shama Mone Leplein Biyodi, I owe somebody $100. Like this, the law would be again, all the money would go to the Yerush, would go to the children. But now the father said, just before he died, you should know, I owe somebody $100. Mone Leplein Biyodi. Fi Omru Yisaymin Paranu. And then later the Yisaymin say, you know, we paid up that Chayiv. Nemonim, Pitaka believe the Yisaimim. We believe them if they say they paid up. Yeah. Tenu Mona Leplaini. Let's say the father before he died, he said, I want you to give this $100 to so and so. The Omru Yisaimim Puranu. And then later the Yisaimim come and say, we paid you up already. Then ain't Nemonim. Then we do not believe the Yisaimim. So Kumar said, what's the difference? Kumar said, anything. Klape Laya should be just turned it around. Ipcha Mestavra. The svar is just the opposite. If you're going to believe the Yisaimim or not, it should be just the opposite. Oma tenu mono, where the father said a strong lashon of tenu. Before he died, the father told his children, I want you to give $100 to this person. I owe him $100. Says, so there the svar is, kivon de poskel avu lenufay, but since the father said clearly, without a doubt, give him $100, like I owe him money, so then ikla meima de poro. Then it's a big svar to say the kids listened to the father and the kids gave the money. But if the father just says a statement of mona leplaini viyadi, you should know, I have somebody else's money in my hand, sekivan de leposak avu lemilsei. Since the father did not say such a strong lashon, like it wasn't goma devora, they didn't end off his words of saying give it, he didn't leave a commandment to give, so then ikulamayimad leipara. Then we could say maybe the Yisaimim did not pay up. So maybe there, if the Yisaimim paid up, we shouldn't believe him. But the way you're saying is just the opposite. Tomorrow says true. Eli Yitma, if we learn something, a difference, Hochi Yitma, this is the way it should be learned. It should be learned like this. That Shchiv Mirash Omar Mona Leplaini Biyodi. If the Shchiv Mirash says that Mona Leplaini Biyodi, I owe somebody $100. Vi Omru Yisaimim. And the Yisaimim say like this. Choza V'yom Alonu Abba Prati. Now our father later changed his mind and told us, you should know that he paid up. In such a case, no more than we talk to believe the assignment. My time, what's the reason? Atkuri Metzger, that could be that the father reminded himself. So since the beginning, the father didn't say such a strong lashon to give the money. The father just said at the beginning that he owed somebody money. So it's possible that it's true he owed him the money. And it's possible that he did pay him back. And at that time he forgot. And now he remembered that he paid him back, so he believes him. But what's going to be? Tenu mona leplaini, but the father, before he dies, he tells his children, Shno, tenu, I want you to give money leplaini. Fi omru yisaimim. And then later, yisaimim, the kids come, after the father dies, they come and tell us. That chaza the yomar abba parati, that later, Shno, after the father said that lashon to give, later on, the next day, the next hour, our father told us, no, that he paid up. In such a case, ain't among them. Then we do not believe the Yisaimim, but rather we say that for sure the father did not pay up the money, and therefore the Malva has the right to collect the money from this Yisaimim. Why? That we don't say. If it's true that the father really paid up the money already, he wouldn't have made such a mistake to say tenu, to say give the money. So I'm not talking about a guy that's mamash forgetting. The normal person, before he says tenu, give the money, he really remembers that he really owes the money, and therefore if he said tenu, we do not believe the Yisaimim later when they come up with a new story that the father later said we paid up. Now that's not Mustafa. So this makes a lot of sense. If the father just says, I owe you money, that could be that he didn't think to the end of the slave dover, and it could be later the next second he reminds himself, yeah, I did pay up. But if the father says such a strong lashon of tenu, give the money, then for sure the father knows he did not pay it up. And if the father died then, so we do not believe the assumption that he changed his mind. Every yom tenu. Boy, Rav had a shot like this. Shchimra shahoida mahu. What's going to be a shchimra? A person before he dies, he admits. Somebody says, you should know, you owe me $100, and he agrees that I owe it to you. Somebody walks into the guy in the hospital is about to die, and he says, listen, you owe me $100. And the guy in his bed says, yes. So in such halacha, the Gemara Sanhedrin says that it's only called hoidor that sarach shiem atemeidai. It's only called the hador, we believe you, if you stay in front of Tuedim, you should be my edim. Otherwise, we say he's just joking around. If you say yes, so I just want to get rid of you. You're coming to me and say, I owe you $100. I say yes, just me to say, goodbye, Charlie, I don't want to see you no more. But when do we say you really mean it? If you say yes, two Adam are here, they could even listen to what I'm saying that I owe it to you. That's by a normal person. Now by a shchimra, a person that's dying, that's a shayla mahu. So we still say the svara that the shchimra still has to say, I want to aid them to hear what I'm saying that I owe you the money. Maybe it's different. Maybe by shchimra we don't say he's joking around. He doesn't joke around, the guy's dying. So therefore, if he doesn't owe the money, he wouldn't have been maida. Now that he's maida, he admits, even though there's no to aid him there, still it's called haidor. Now again, another shalim is sarach shayoyma ksaivu. So they have to say, write it down that I owe you the money. Like the Rambam says, the Arminu we say in Chesed Sabbatim, Hoidu b'fnei shnayin sarach shem ksaivu. If you admit in front of two Eidim, it's only called a good admitting if you tell them right away, ksaivu, write it down. That's by a normal, healthy person. But here by Shchimra, maybe still yes, Oy einoit sarach lem ksaivu. What does that mean? Oto mishate b'shas misa. Are we afraid that maybe a person will still joke around even though he's about to die? So in other words, when you say that you owe me $100, the guy's joking. I'm like, get out of here, I don't need you. Yes, I owe it to you. But he doesn't really mean it. Then maybe even though the guy's about to die, he'll joke around. He still does not really mean what he's saying. The other side is no. I ain't adam mishat b'shas misa. Or else no. The guy's about to die now. He's not joking around. So here they hear the swarage of the guy admits that I owe you the money, no matter, even though he doesn't say adam, he doesn't say ksoivu, but since he's admitting it's called a good thing and you have to pay it back. That's a shiloh. Is it called a good haidor or not? Gemara says, both said the boy after they asked the question, hod the posture. Then he himself came to Maskan, he answered it, and said like this, that the klal avadar is, ein odom mishate b'shas misa. Right before a person is about to die, he does not joke around. And therefore, what he says, he really means. So if you come to him and you say, listen, you owe me $100, and he admits, yes, I owe you the money, that's a mnemonist, we believe him, that he really owes the money. And also, the divrei shchimera, kichsuve muksurim dami. Now, when shchimera says, yes, I owe you the money, that's enough, what the Rambam says. And therefore, the ain tzarach lemak saivu. He does not have to tell the eidim, go write it down. Because the words of a shchimera by itself, it's kichsuvim muksurim dami. It's like written down and given over already. Therefore, Vada Shchimra admits, I owe you the money, we believe him, and you have to pay him. It's called the good haidor. Now the Mishnah says, famous Mishnah, Hamal ve'eschaveru b'shtar. Somebody lends somebody money, and they write up a shtar. So the law is, the Malva has the right to be goyvim and achosim mishibodim. That the law is, goyvim and achosim mishibodim. Could even collect the money from the achosim mishibodim. Yeah. So the locher is here, malves chaveru b'shtar. The locher is nugoyvim and achosim mishibodnu. You collect the malves the right to go down to the loiver, and if the loiver does not have any money, so then he has the right to see if he sold any property since the loan, and if he sold property, he has the right to take away that property that was sold. That's called goyvim and achosim mishibodnu. What about ayidei edim? You stomp lend somebody money in front of two edim. You did not write it down b'shtar. That's called a milva b'alter. Then the locher is goyvim and achosim lecherim. You have a right to go down to the loiva after 30 days and say, listen, pay me back the money. The loiva says, I have no money. You have a right to take away his property. But that's all. Only b'nei chorim is the property that he himself owns. If he already sold his property, you can't take it away from the lekuchas. Milva b'al peh, you do not collect from the lekuchas. All right, let's turn over.